It's Morning Edition on WNIJ. I'm Dan Klefstad. Today, the summer book series continues with poetry. NIU poet John Bradley has reissued his book, Love in Idleness, the poetry of Roberto Zingarello. John Bradley, welcome back to the summer book series.
Thank you. I'm delighted to be back.
Roberto Zingarello is an Italian character you created, a poet who's witness to the rise of fascism under Benito Mussolini. He's a witness to World War II and the lingering effects of war. Now, the biggest surprise when I picked up this book is that you, a poet, created a fictional poet to explore this period of history. How come?
Okay, and I'm Irish and Greek, by the way, so this was unusual. I've seen a lot of Italian films, primarily about World War II. Fellini's Amarcord is one of my favorites. And that gave me a kind of entrance into this world. And I felt like we know a lot about the Nazi fascism of World War II, but not a lot. Certainly myself did not know a lot about this particular brand of fascism. And in many ways, Hitler learned from Mussolini. So I wanted to know more about how this whole thing started.
A good way to introduce Roberto Zingarello and the period we're discussing is to have you read the poem Revenge. Feel free to introduce it, and we'll talk afterwards.
Okay, so this is Zingarello writing shortly after World War II. And as many people who have witnessed their country become destroyed in front of them, he wants revenge, or at least that's on his mind. Oh, Italy, I need revenge. Revenge on November 24th, 1910, 11:59 p.m., the minute opened, the minute closed, and I was born. Revenge on the kitchen table in the servant quarters. Afterwards, they had to burn the tablecloth. Revenge on Roberto Zingarello, the man who left me, the name he left me with. Revenge on Maria Giuna Lombardo Zingarello, she who dusted the rooms in black panties. Revenge on the cat under the stairs, hard as a sack of cement. For that they call me Gatto, he who is afraid of cats still. Revenge on the plastered brick garden wall where the Arditi shamed me. Revenge on Milan and Trieste and Rome. Revenge on you, Italy, a sink where they wash down animal blood. Revenge on Bach and Beethoven, and most of all, on Benito Mussolini. Though he deserves something else, I can't say what. Revenge for the whores with their American babies they wash in public fountains with their laundry. Revenge on cigarettes, so long and hard and white and sexless. Revenge for the sick with their black Jaguar phlegm. Revenge on the kidneys, on their orphan orphic softness. Revenge on the prostate and all the glands, their secretions, yellow trucks, speeding through narrowing streets. Revenge on the life too short, the life too long. Revenge on the Virgin Mother. She should have buried the infant with her own hands in the warm manure. Revenge, no, I do not forget, on Katrina, Greek daughter of some Greek professor. Revenge, too, on her, but gently and not too much. Revenge for everyone who had to be born Italian. They wanted love and were fed lies. Revenge, while we're at it, on this prison I live in, though it doesn't matter. Nothing matters. Oh, Italy, I love you like the irregular heartbeats in the crack of the crack sink. Like the man committed for loving too much. I love you like the roots that strangle my heart, my Italy, my heart.
We hear images of the Arditi, the Italian special forces at the time. Also, women washing their American babies, a nod to the American occupation. Many of us are familiar with Italian fascism through history books, but what can poetry reveal about life under a totalitarian government that you can't get in other literature?
Poetry provides a different kind of witness than history can, and it allows for the imagination, emotion, imagery, so it's a different form of witnessing. To be in someone's shoes, someone who's in a country watching it become violated, first from within, from local politics, and then from other countries coming in, and to try to see what that would feel like. I also realized recently that my father fought in Italy as a paratrooper in World War II, and that had never crossed my mind when I was investigating Italy, but that had to subconsciously be driving me. What he saw as an American soldier is yet another perspective, but I wanted to know what it would be like to live in a regime you did not believe in.
And getting back to your father, he didn't tell you much about the war?
Hardly ever, as many veterans just, you know, don't talk about. He would mention maybe a battle or two that he was in, Monte Cassino, but that was it. No, nothing.
I mentioned this book as a reissue. The first one came out in 1989. What changes did you make to the first one?
That's a really good question. So I added about three poems here. One of the poems had been in a chapbook, and it just didn't seem to fit in when I first had it. And I added a couple others that seemed to be in the same spirit. One was an earlier draft of a poem that came after the book came out. Minor little revisions. Is this really the right word? But very few, really. This manuscript slowly came about over about 10 years. And so the poems were pretty well there, but it's still wonderful to be able to go back and say, do I want this line break? Is this the exact right word I want? Is this the exact ordering I want? So it's such a wonderful gift when a publisher sticks with a book and does another edition when it goes out of print.
John Bradley is a poet and faculty member at Northern Illinois University. At WNIJ.org, you can hear him read another poem from Love in Idleness, the poetry of Roberto Zingarello. John Bradley, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Next week, our summer book series concludes with a novel about love and loss in Chile and the search for the disappeared. I'm Dan Klefstad.